Wildfires scorched thousands of acres in the Oklahoma Panhandle, and IKEA plans to build its first location in the state. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, February 18th. I'm Nick Daniels. Let's get to the situation on the wildfires first. Four firefighters were injured Tuesday as fires tore across western Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management reports three firefighters were hurt when a fire truck overturned in Beaver County and another suffered burns earlier in the day. All were taken to local hospitals. Multiple media outlets report numerous structures were destroyed in Woodward, Texas, and Beaver counties, including two USDA facility buildings. It all started when fires sparked yesterday afternoon in the Oklahoma Panhandle and burned into the evening. State forestry officials estimate the Ranger Road fire in Beaver County has scorched about 145,000 acres and has crossed into Kansas. A separate fire in Texas County has burned roughly 5,500 acres. In Woodward County, the 43 Road fire had burned about 2,000 acres by late Tuesday. The Woodward Police Department ordered evacuations affecting around 4,000 residents. FEMA has approved the state's request for 13 fire management assistance grants to support response efforts. Wildfire danger continues today. Central and western Oklahoma are under a red flag warning. Burn bans remain in effect for Cleveland, Seminole, McLean, and Garvin counties. Oklahoma teachers may see more family-centered benefits this legislative session. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports on two bills that advanced from the Senate Education Committee Tuesday.
Senate Bill 1337 by Edmund Republican Adam Pugh would extend the state's six-week maternity leave to include paternity leave. Pugh was questioned by Elgin Senator Dusty Devers whether the measure fits the state GOP's platform, as it would, quote, increase the burden on taxpayers.
I just think this is a very pro-life legislation, and really I think it's a maximum amount of good for a very small amount of money.
The committee also passed Senate Bill 1204 by Oklahoma City Democrat Mark Mann. It would give teachers 3 days of bereavement leave for the loss of a spouse or child or a miscarriage. Both bills passed unanimously and head to the Appropriations Committee. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The world's largest furniture chain, IKEA, plans to build its first Oklahoma store in Tulsa. The company announced Tuesday it'll open a 51,000-square-foot store at the former Belk location in the Tulsa Hills Shopping Center. No official word yet on when that'll happen, but Tulsa officials say it could be in the fall. The city says IKEA is expected to bring in an additional $30 to $40 million annually to Tulsa, and the store's indirect impact to the area is expected to bring in more than $100 million. IKEA's expansion plans for 2026 include new stores in three other states. IKEA was founded in 1943 in Sweden and is known for its ready-to-assemble home furnishings and expansive stores. Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.